It's all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with the story of how an angel saved a friend from a head-on collision. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Some time ago, a friend told me about an experience she had which she has never forgotten. She, at the time of this incident, was a young doctor working at a registrar in a country hospital about 40 kilometres from where she was living with her parents. And one morning, as she was driving to work along a windy mountain road, she suddenly heard a musical voice from behind her say, "Pull over and stop." And she said she'd been brought up with manners, and she said it was really interesting. She said, "I wasn't afraid, but because of manners, my automatic reply was, 'I beg your pardon.'" And the voice repeated, she said, this musical voice clearly said, "Pull over and stop." And so she said, "I wasn't afraid." And even though they're, you hear stories of carjackings, people hiding in the back of a car and all this sort of thing, she pulled over and she stopped and she turned around. There was no one in the back of the car. But then she heard this car coming and the sound of a car coming, and she was just before a blind corner, and this yellow Ford Mustang came round the corner again on the wrong side of the road at very high speed. And she realised if she had have continued driving, she probably would have had a head-on collision with this car. And so I think this is, she said, that was a real experience. She really felt it was like there was an angel there, because she said it was definitely an audible voice that she heard. And it repeated when she said, "I beg your pardon." But she also said it was very interesting in that I didn't feel afraid. I didn't feel that there was danger in the car with me. And she said, "I've never forgotten that experience." I believe that these experiences, and I've heard other stories as well, especially for missionaries, of beings intervening or voices intervening. And I think, again, this confirms the evidence that we have that's recorded for us in the Bible when these sort of events were recorded there as well. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.